What do you do when you, as a person, are judged for the business you're running? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today's question just grabs me. What do you do when you've built something that people don't seem to respect, that they look down on, that they question and start to question you for? I've shared on the show my own experiences of moving from public agency work in the social work field to private practice, and how people, colleagues, co-workers looked down on me and told me I was going to the dark side when I moved to the private sector. And it only got worse and more intense when I took my private sector work and moved it into the online space. A lot of opinions were shared. How do you sort of stand in your own truth, in your own authority, unapologetic for who you are, what you do, and how you serve, when what you do isn't respected by the people whose opinions matter the most to you? That's where we're at today in with today's listener letter. So let me just dive into that and I'll find you on the other side. Heather, do you remember a few weeks ago when a listener judged you for having an affiliate link and daring to use it? That's my life every day. I have several affiliate websites where I offer reviews, unboxing, and comparisons of products. I am making 60 grand a year doing this. The money's nothing to sneeze at, I know, but I receive so little respect for it that I'm considering quitting. Other entrepreneurs get it, but most in my regular life fail to see what I do as valuable. They don't take it seriously. They not only insult me, but they insult my character for being someone who does this. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the "anything for a buck" comment. I'm a guy. I'm supposed to take it on the chin. I'm supposed to know it's just business. I know what you're going to say. They aren't my people. They don't have to get it. Stay in my lane. Just do me. But respect matters to me, Heather. I care about what people think. I want my father to look at me and see a businessman. I want to be someone my friends can come to for advice with their own businesses. I'm called a hustler in my circle, and it's a dirty word. I don't even know my question, really. I guess I was just hoping for your thoughts. And also, I'm really hoping that this isn't just me and that it happens to other people too. Okay. First of all, yes, it does happen to other people. Everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone is going to look at what you do and make some kind of conclusion about that. And you know that, you know, like I've talked about it on the show, but you know that that's what comes with doing business. Not everybody's going to get it. Not everyone's going to understand it or support it. So part of that knowledge is something you have to accept as a cost of doing business. But that doesn't mean that this is just suck it up Sally mode and you just have to move it on. Like, because I do think there's some work you can do in kind of reframing this for yourself and then going back to the drawing board about talking to the people whose opinions matter. So the first thing I want to ask you is, what do you think about affiliate sites? Do you just think they're a way to make a dollar? Do you think that there's benefit to offering consumers informed, reviews of products? Do you think what you do matters on some level to anybody? Or do you think of yourself as someone who's just doing what he needs to do to make a buck? Because that's where it starts, my friend. I would really love to know what your own outlook is. Were you just chomping at the bit to start? Were you just fueled with piss and vinegar and wanted to go get them and learned everything you needed to know about affiliate sites, and you learned about SEO and you learned how to rank on Google and you just got people coming to your content? And did you only change your mind when other people around you started to take the wind out of your sales? Or did you kind of go into this feeling a little weird about it yourself? Because here's the thing, I'm a consumer of affiliate sites. I'm always looking at reviews. And I know that when they're done well, I'm being saved time, I'm being saved money, and I'm being saved the hassle of buying something and having to return it. So it's a service that people are offering me, and I am willing to consume that content for convenience sake. But if you're just looking at it as this quick and easy way to make a buck, then it's no wonder why people are looking at you that way. And their opinion doesn't change that just because you've now hit like 60 grand a year. It doesn't matter. The number doesn't matter. My first thought about this is, what do you think about it? My next thought is, how do you talk about it? How do you introduce the concept? How do you tell people what you want them to think about it? Do you say, oh, I just, you know, I do these product reviews and link to Amazon and I get money every time somebody buys? Or do you, you know, sort of say like, I've recognized that in the business space, reviews and social perception are king, and that I'm helping consumers make more informed choices by offering them detailed information about the products they're going to buy. Because it's the same thing, but two different introductions. And there's a part of me that just senses and believes that you're talking down about it. And you're actually hoping somebody goes, hey, that sounds kind of cool. How do you do it? I want to know more. I want to see how you're leading the conversation with confidence before I go into any kind of sympathy pains for how people are hearing you and understanding it. If you are talking about this with pride, if you are talking about it with a sense of accomplishment, if you are looking at your numbers and your metrics and you're seeing growth in the number of visitors and the number of clicks, and are you bragging about that? Are you talking about it? Or are you assuming people are going to have an opinion on it and talking about it accordingly so that they don't embarrass you or make you feel bad if you kind of brag on yourself and then they insult you? So I want to know how you're leading this conversation, how you're setting it up for success, and how you're promoting what it is you're doing. And I don't use the word promoting like, you know, trying to get people to go to your websites. I'm talking about like, you know, just putting it in the spotlight for the people who care about it. That was the wrong word there. Sorry about that. But then, you know, the other thing I'm so curious about here, is do the people whose opinions matter, your father, your friends, do they know that their opinions matter to you? That what they think of you is important? Do they know they've been hurting your feelings by kind of saying anything for a buck? Do they know that you want their respect? Because sometimes people just say these like careless, haphazard things, and they don't really realize it. And you know, this example comes to mind, and I'm repeating myself again, my friends, I'm sorry. I know I've shared this example before. The longer you listen to me, the more stories you get to hear twice. But at the end of last year, I built a product for my business using the Voxer app, V-O-X-E-R. It's like a walkie-talkie app where people can kind of just press a button, talk into their phones, it gets sent to me, and I can talk back. So it's, you know, it's text messaging and not necessarily like voice text messaging, basically. I built a Voxer only service where people could hire me for this. They could, I think I did like a 3-month package or something like that, but they could just pay a flat rate and have unlimited access to me on business hours only, Monday through Friday. They could ask me a question, and when I was on my phone, I'd answer it back. I made really good money from it. I actually think it was my most successful launch I've ever done. And I told my dad about it. And he goes, I would never pay for something like that. That's so dumb. People will waste their money on anything these days, huh? And that one stung, guys. I really want my dad to respect what I do and to be proud of me. And when you said that you wanted your dad to see you as a businessman, absolutely. I'm right there with you. And I didn't say anything. I just kind of took it on the chin and let it go. And then it was still bothering me. It hurt my feelings, but it also too, it just, for whatever reason, probably the same reasons as you, I wanted my dad to get it, but I had to explain it to him. So I just, you know, I called him up and I said, "Hey dad, I got to talk to you about something. You said something that, like, I don't even think you were really paying attention to. But when I told you about, like, my latest launch of what I tried to do, and you sort of just said, like, you would never pay money for that. Like, can I just explain to you what that was all about?" And he's like, "Yeah, like, talk to me. What's up? And I said, "So here's the thing. We just moved from Massachusetts. We're temporarily living in Rhode Island. I'm in a hotel right now with unreliable Wi-Fi, trying to figure out a way to maintain consistency in my business and maintain income and stay present for the people who have come to connect to me. I came up with this idea of this Voxer plan that wouldn't, you know, make me reliant on the Wi-Fi for my computer, that I could do pretty much anywhere, that would offer me the location freedom I needed to be able to arrange the move, to take care of details, and to make money in the bank. And I also am finding that with people not looking at me, with people not having to schedule specific blocks of time for hours, you know, to work with me and find a full hour worth of stuff to talk about, I gotta tell you, like, I think I'm really, like, onto something here. I think I'm really making a difference with this plan." And I was really proud of myself for problem solving like that. That felt like a really good boss move to me. And you know that I want you to, like, see me, you know, and be proud of me. And when you just kind of tossed it aside and didn't pay any attention to it, like, it just took a little bit of the wind out of my sails. And I know everybody's rolling their eyes listening to this right now because it's total therapist speak, but I'm a therapist, so it's going to come out of my mouth sometimes, but, like, it goes with tell people what you want them to think and know. That way you are not running the risk of having assumptions and people not knowing, because I can tell you most people do not know their worth in our eyes. People don't recognize that their opinions matter to us. That's usually why they don't think twice about just kind of saying it off the cuff, because they don't think it matters. But I bet if you said to people, "Hey, listen, this is where I was in my life. I learned about this. This is the time I took to learn about how to build affiliate sites, how to, like, do it in a way that's legit and not spammy and genuine and really offers help. And when you call me a hustler, when you make me feel like I'm some street, you know, player on a corner selling drugs, like, it just takes the wind out of my sails. It makes me feel like you don't care about this or whatever." Again, I know therapy speak. You are going to have to find your own words, but it is basically about, this is what I'm thinking. This is why it's important to me. This is why I believe in it. And it would be really great if you could consider believing in it too. You have to give people the information they need to know to have the opinions you want. They may still not agree with you. They may still disagree, because at the core of it, like, I had a master's degree in social work. I had a brick and mortar private therapy practice, and my dad doesn't believe in therapy. So, like, I'm not going to sell him very easily. And when I, like, got right down to it, I didn't really need him to understand the Voxer app. I needed him to understand that I was super proud of the fact that I had problem solved that situation like a boss and made money from it. You can't decide that everybody's opinion matters. If you do that, my friend, you are going to set yourself up to fail like nobody's business. But if you have a core group of friends, and if you have your dad and his opinion matters, tell him. Tell them why this has become important. Tell them why you believe in it and why it's so important to you. And then see if with all of the information, they just take it more seriously. It's the same thing when people do those, I don't know what the initial stand for. I always forget this. The MLM businesses where, like, you sell a product, you buy a product and then sell it to other people. It's like network marketing type stuff. A lot of the MLM businesses don't get a lot of credit. They don't get seen as worthwhile. They, you know, people call them Ponzi schemes. But for the people who are making dollars and affecting their family's bottom line and feel like they are letting people know about important products that they wouldn't ordinarily know about, that work has value. But when you don't take the time to explain it and talk to people about it, it gets you really down a dangerous path. If you can decide for yourself that you're going to keep your circle of people whose opinions matter small, because not everyone's going to get it. And again, you have to recognize that and accept that as a business owner, but tell the people who matter that they matter, that their opinions matter and what you want them to think. I think it's going to set you up for way more success. But don't forget, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you're good with you. Make sure you respect yourself and what you're doing, what you're accomplishing, and the income you're creating for yourself. Because without that, you can keep pissing in the wind. You're never going to get or feel respected if you don't respect yourself first. I know it's such a cliche, but it's totally true. So get right with you, talk to your people, and then, you know, I think you'll be on your way and you'll be fine. But yes, this is a time and an era where this is a shared concern. You're nowhere near alone in this, that a lot of people do not understand online businesses. We still, as online business owners, have a responsibility to inform and educate and change the narrative about it. And I think there's a lot of entitlement in this space. People just think that we should be able to do these wackadoo ideas and walkie-talkie coaching and consulting and not have to explain ourselves. It's bonkers. Like, that's just not the way the world works. This is still new. So because it's new, we still have a responsibility to talk about it, but we can change the narrative with how we talk about it. The other thing, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but if I ignore this, I'm going to end up doing a whole podcast episode about it, which you probably wouldn't want. So let me just wrap up with saying this idea that you predefined yourself as a guy, and therefore this stuff shouldn't bother you, is bullshit. Like, beginning, middle, end. That you're a person. You are a business owner, and this stuff gets to bother you. I talk to so many male clients who end up thinking like, I know this shouldn't bother me. I know that this shouldn't be personal, but it is. Of course it's personal. And the messaging that men get around problems that are worth getting help with, what's worth bothering them, that is a tremendous amount of pressure. And nobody can live up to that. It is normal and natural that when you take the time to build something, you want the people who care about you to care about what you're doing. It's totally understandable, and this is not a situation where you need to play the man card. I know it feels that way, and that's not fair, but I just need you to hear me say that this is a totally normal, natural reaction to this series of responses and feedback that you're getting from people. If you're made to feel like a drug dealer on the side of the road, you get to have your feelings hurt. So don't carry that burden, that this isn't something that should bother you, that this isn't something that should weigh you down. It's absolutely something that gets to upset you, and you get to decide what to do next. So that's where I'm going to send you. That's the direction I'm sending you into. If you need more help and you want my 2 cents on this, this is a really good opportunity to like book with me for a one and done session. We can talk about those relationships you're trying to improve or the scripts that you can try for talking to the important people in your life. I'll include for you and anybody else who's listening who just needs a quick one and done, who needs to be in and out on something and doesn't necessarily want to be brave like this listener today and have their question featured on the show. I'll put a link to work with me right in the show notes, and we can handle it directly. Thanks so much for reaching out today. I really appreciate your question. You are in it with a bunch of other people, but we can change the narrative. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.